Greg Zahn, the man from Sportsnet, covering the Toronto Blue Jays Major League Baseball, joining us. How you doing, Zahnie?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, for a morning show or a morning time kind of show, you don't get scoops like this that often breaking. What's your thought when you had a chance to take a breath and disseminate the trade?
Well, for me, a couple of things. Obviously, Jose Reyes has had trouble catching the baseball in big moments. As far as, you know, what he brings to the table offensively, it's not exactly what we expected from him. The low on base percentage. So, and you know, to me, if you have a low on base percentage, you're probably not the ideal leadoff hitter, even though everybody looks at him as the prototypical leadoff hitter. So he's not getting on base a whole lot. He's making errors in key situations. He's really not helping the ball club. I mean, he has flashes of brilliance where we see the player that everybody expected to be getting in the deal, but they're not happening enough. That being said, I know a lot of people are, you know, probably wondering, well, why did we address a shortstop when we already had one, and why do we, you know, address a bullpen guy when we need a starter? Well, LaTroy Hawkins, Troy Tulowitzki, these guys are they just added a heck of a lot of depth in the character department with this ball club. Old school grinders, a lot like you know, throwback type of ball players. I mean, Hawk is one of my good friends, one of my favorite teammates of all time. Still getting it done at a high level. He'll basically, they just signed a very productive Darren Oliver type of mentor for these young pitchers, but a guy who still gets it done. Tulowitzki, the power is off the charts. His hustle, the way he plays the game, the power, you know. And Jamie Campbell, I was just on the phone with Jamie the other day, and, you know, or a couple of minutes ago, and he was talking about an article that they read. He was reading on FanGraphs where it talks about, you know, adding a bat like Tulowitzki, production in the lineup is almost as good as, in fact, if not as good as adding a pitcher, because now they're going to have even more offensive firepower. And at the end of the day, winning 8-6, as he said, is the same as winning 2-1. So a win's a win, a loss is a loss. And you know, Tulowitzki, he's a guy that I think the fans in Toronto are going to really enjoy the way this guy plays the game.
Now, Zahnie, I love cultivating your veteran baseball player experience. And so two questions in that way, because one is, I've always loved that the dressing room is real. Nobody fools anybody else among the players. I don't care what the sport is. That's where it's totally real. So you get some Jays now tweeting all their best to Jose Reyes. Are they doing that just saying, you know what, he was a good guy, but man, I love this trade?
Oh, I'm sure they thought he was a good guy. I mean, I don't spend a whole lot of time in the dressing room. People often wonder why not. I say, well, it's not, I didn't want the media types in there when I was playing, so I don't go in there. But what I know, the guy was a popular person. But at the end of the day, you're trying to win ball games. And, you know, I had teammates that I didn't like, but they were productive baseball players. So you overlook the personality. You overlook your personal feelings on a guy. If you can get it done on the field, you want him on your team. And, you know, I'm sure that Jose Reyes was a very popular guy. He had a lot of energy, seemed to be smiling all the time. You know, not exactly my style. I wasn't exactly a guy who went around smiling all the time when we were getting our heads kicked in. You pretty much knew that where the team was and where we were personally when, by the way my face looked, this wasn't my way. Doesn't mean it's the right way or the wrong way, but I'm sure he was very popular in there. He seemed to keep things loose, seemed to bring positive energy every day, and I think there's a place for that in anybody's clubhouse, and you know, I'm sure he'll do just fine. But I think this is a trade that has improved the ball club immensely. Came out of nowhere. I never in a million years thought that Alex would be able to pull this off. In fact, I didn't think the Rockies were going to ever trade Troy Tulowitzki. He's a franchise type of player and has been up there in Colorado for a number of years. and it's a coup. I mean, I said that about the Reyes deal when they brought Burley and Reyes from Miami, and you know, but things didn't work out. I love the fact that Alex is out there still trying to improve his ball club, and he's doing it in interesting ways, thinking outside the box. It would have been easy for him to just focus on a starting pitcher and only focus on a starting pitcher, but man, he's got a shortstop that's done some pretty amazing things in this game and is still in the prime of his career, and I think he brings a lot of what the Jays are looking for to the table, both on and off the field. I would be, you know, amazed that this doesn't affect the ball club in a positive way.
Greg Zahn joining Gord Stellick on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. The official release finally coming from the Toronto Blue Jays confirming what we've been talking about. They've acquired Troy Tulowitzki and relief pitcher LaTroy Hawkins from Colorado in exchange for Jose Reyes and prospects Jeff Hoffman, Miguel Castro, and Jesus Tinoco. And I know the other thing in the dressing room, Zahnny, is, you know, veteran players live in the moment. So they're always loyal to veterans. They're not huge on prospects because they may not be around when the prospects come. So I'm thinking about these prospects going the other way. How do you generally gauge that about what you gave up or not? Or do you just say, you got to go? It's the veteran thing that counts.
I always look at it this way. Do I know what I'm getting, or do I have to project what I'm getting? I know what I'm getting in a LaTroy Hawkins and a Troy Tulowitzki. Okay, there's a reason why veteran players are more expensive than the rookies. Obviously, the pay structure sets itself up that way, but you pay for predictability. That's what you pay for. To me, I'm always going to be a guy who leans towards veteran players, and I was a rookie at one point too. But at the end of the day, you know, these veteran guys, you can count on them. You can count on them to give you what you expect. If you put them out there enough, they're going to give you exactly what you expect. And these are two very steady guys. Rookies are rookies. I mean, to me, every once in a while you catch lightning in a bottle, or, you know, you have the anomaly where a kid comes up and makes a huge impact right away at a young age. It just doesn't happen that often. That's why it's special. It takes time to learn how to play this game at the big league level. It takes time to understand yourself as a player. It takes reps. But, you know, when you're a team that's trying to win now, you don't have time to wait for all that. Now, I mean, to me, this Jeff Hoffman kid, you know, personally, I didn't ever see him pitch. But the fact that he had Tommy John surgery before he was even drafted would have scared me away. I don't trust it. So, you know, the Jays, in my opinion, they didn't give up much there. Castro's a young kid, 20-something years old, throwing 100 miles an hour. He's got command issues. And for a guy who throws 100, doesn't really command his fastball all that well. And who's to say that there isn't a lot of time? He's only 20 years old. Special physical ability, but the polish just isn't there. And we saw it. He came out of spring training like a house of fire, but when all of a sudden you thrust him into a closing situation where he has to rely on throwing the ball over the plate, he went to the slider, which was his second best pitch, in my opinion. It's going to end up causing arm problems. At the end of the day, the polish just wasn't there. When you're trying to win, you've got to have predictability, you've got to have polish, you've got to give the manager something to count on. And unfortunately for the Jays, you couldn't count on Jose Reyes to catch the ball and throw it across the diamond accurately in big situations, so they had to upgrade that situation, plain and simple. Tinoco, I don't know anything about him. I tend not to get too excited about him. I let the front offices and that media side of it, social media, you guys go ahead and, you know, everybody go hype the young guys. That's what they want to do, because you want to make your product seem valuable to other people. But I know the reality of it. There are more misses than there are hits. Everybody at one point, with the rare exception that's in the big leagues, was a prospect at one point or another, and everybody said unbelievable things about them. And if it all came true, then there'd be nothing but superstars in the game. It just doesn't work that way. So I'm always willing to trade young talent for proven veteran talent and proven veteran production and leadership, for that matter. I'll always be that guy.
I want to ask you one last question, Greg, and we, you know, a lot of thinking that Jose Reyes probably will be flipped pretty quickly by the Colorado Rockies by Friday. I'm wondering now, with the different deck of cards Alex Anthopoulos has, what you see happening for the Jays.
Well, he still has his big boys left. I mean, in my opinion, I wasn't considering Castro or Hoffman as guys who were their, you know, top tier prospects. Everybody's inquiring about Stroman, which I don't think is going to happen. He still has some pieces. He still has some bullets left in the gun if he wants to acquire. But, you know, as I said before, don't be surprised if the deals don't get done that everybody's expecting. There just isn't a situation that I can see where you trade away a Sanchez or a Stroman for a rental player. You've got to get some control. Now, if Alex is able to go out there and do what he did with Ari Dickey and do a sign and trade, that might be a situation where you go all in and you say, you know, well, yeah, we'll take that your big for our young guys. And we'll go ahead and do that deal. But you've got to have control if you're going to do it. Right now, they just don't have options out there. And Alex is obviously out there trying to make this club better. I was asked the other day, you know, should the players be disappointed if nothing gets done from a pitching standpoint? And I said, absolutely not. It's a completely different scenario this year. There just isn't that deal out there to be made right now unless you want to, you know, figure out a way to get Jeff Samardzija in a Blue Jays uniform beyond 2015, or, you know, even, you know, a number of other guys that are still out there. You got to do a sign and trade, and that's the only way it's going to work if you're going to give up your blue chippers. And you know, in my opinion, I just don't think that the Jays have that second tier group of prospects that everybody wants in order to get the deal done for a rental pitcher.